time any sitting president calls me and invites me to the White House and invites me into the Oval Office, I'm going. Get out of my way. And that was an even higher privilege to be able to invite a few colleagues in the House and the Senate. Speaker Chatfield and I did that, and we met in Oval Office, and the president in person is just exactly like he is when you see him on TV. He's gregarious. He's charming. He's easily distracted. He gets off of his storytelling and gets distracted and comes back. But it was just a high privilege to be able to seven of us sit in a semicircle around the desk in the Oval Office and have the president sit there and give us basic 90 minutes of undivided attention. And the only other person in the room was his chief of staff, Mark Meadows. And we talked about a wide range of topics. We delivered a letter to him signed by the House and the Senate asking for very specific considerations if they're going to do any next stimulus package at the federal level. And he wanted to hear some of the details of that.
What did he say about the election or the Michigan election?
He did inquire about our laws and our processes, and we made it abundantly clear to him that, you know, mm-hmm. they're very fixed, and the legislature has assigned, has put into law many years ago the process that was not something that we could affect at all. He got Rudy Giuliani on the conference line right under the desk there, and Rudy interacted with us for, 25, 30 minutes.